doesn't sound like his dad. My gosh, Ned Ledoux, Brother Highway on the Early Bird Show, 105.5 and 105.9, The Hawk. Good morning, The Hawk.
Yes, Don around.
This is Don.
Hey, Don, this is Ned Ledoux.
Ned Ledoux, what's up with you?
No, not a whole lot.
What an absolute pleasure to talk to you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Thanks for accepting the call.
Yeah, it's a little weird talking to you because I remember your daddy. And I got to tell you, you sound so much like him, man. God bless Chris Ledoux. And what was it like growing up with your dad being Chris Ledoux?
Well, he was a very extraordinary person, that's for sure. Just everything he was able to achieve and accomplish in only 56 years would probably take most people two or three lifetimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just very proud of everything that he was able to get done, and just ultimately just very proud of, you know, to be able to call him my dad. But, you know, behind every great man is a great woman, and my mom is very special.
Tip of the hat to Mama Ledoux. Absolutely, Ned. Absolutely, man. That is awesome. So, obviously, he passed along some talents to you musically, but you come from a musical family. You mentioned your mom. Talk about the early years when you guys used to have a interesting way of producing and distributing your music.
Well, when my dad would record a record, it was always in Nashville. But my grandparents, my dad's folks, would record that stuff or make copies. And this was back in the 8-track days. But my grandma would set the timer on her oven and put in a copy of the 8-track or whatever. And then once the timer went off, she knew that was, you know, when she had to flip it over and do the other side. And then my aunt, I guess she was the one who put the labels on the 8-tracks. And then my uncle would hit the road and start selling them at different festivals and things like that. And this is like, you know, late 70s, early 80s. But yeah, as far as like my immediate family, everybody can play something, you know, whether it's guitar, piano, drums.
And it was funny because I found a video of him introducing you on stage playing drums. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think I was about 17 in that video.
Wow.
I wasn't in the band yet. But before I joined the band, if I was around, because I had my own bands in Wyoming, you know, so I never really got to go on the road that much and see my dad's shows back in the 90s. But yeah, in those days, you know, he would let me get up and play one song, and then like, okay, that's enough. But the way I got into the band in 98 was K.W. Turnbow, dad's drummer, got in a car wreck. And they only had like 3 or 4 days to find somebody else that knew the material and could fit the part. And I just happened to be hanging around, and that's when Dad asked me if I'd like to come out and give it a try. And so I was his drummer for about 8 months, then K-Dub healed up. And the original plan was I was going to go sell merch. But then Dad thought, well, maybe you and K-Dub could figure out a way to where both of you could play. And so that was the creation of the Two-Headed Monster drum set.
It's a great video, by the way. I'll post it again. It's a real great moment with your dad and you on stage and you behind the drum set there. Do you still jump behind the drums like during your shows now and bang away a little bit or what?
Not really. No.
I mean,
when we first kind of got this circus going,
yeah.
You know, I'd get up and you know, probably like two or three songs or something like that. But yeah, I just kind of leave that up to K-Dub. K.W. Turnbow is still my drummer. And
that's awesome. It is so great to see you keeping not only, you know, your country music passion alive, but, you know, your family legacy, too. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, obviously, you come from, like I said, a musical family like you talked about. But, you know, your dad is still so special to country fans and rodeo fans and just, you know, good people that like good people. And your dad was good people, and you're definitely good people, and we appreciate what you do in your own style as well, Ned.
Well, thanks. Yeah. You know, when I first kind of got to doing this thing, I was doing solo gigs, and the only songs I knew or even bothered learning was my dad's old stuff.
Sure.
And then I got into writing my own material, and because I got some pretty good advice from Garth. We went and saw him maybe 3 years ago. Me and my wife went and saw him in Wichita. And I was telling him that I was, you know, starting to play my own shows. And he's like, well, are you writing your own stuff? I said, well, not yet. He goes, that's what you need to do. You need to write your own material. I took that to heart. And so I've, on this new album, Sagebrush, I got eight of the 12 songs are ones that I wrote myself, and having Mac McAnally produce the album was a big treat as well. So I'm very proud of this first project.
Any advice from Garth Brooks, who definitely, you know, is probably almost like a member of your family, I would imagine.
Yeah.
is good advice, and we all know how much you loved your dad, and we loved your dad, and we sure are loving what you're doing. And the album is Sagebrush. The new single is Brother Highway, and Ned Ledoux Friday, Diamonds Event Center in Jerome. Have a great show. Be safe out there on the road, and God bless you, Ned Ledoux. We appreciate you.
All right. We'll see you all on Friday.